I just want to use this live as a conversation, a conversation from friend to friend, sister to sister, Black woman to Black woman kind of vibe, and just encourage you to keep those credit cards in your wallet.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of this show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and just get right on into today's episode. I want to talk about over-consumerism today. This is a live episode that I did on YouTube recently. You know, the holidays are upon us. And what we don't want to do, what we're not doing as we live our lives more intentionally, especially with everything that is going on right now, we are not going to dig ourselves into a hole. We are not going to put ourselves into a hole for the holidays. And if you are someone who spends money, whips out your credit card, but you are doing it from a place of people pleasing, doing it from a place of, I've got to get all the things that I can feel a certain way about how I'm perceived or who I am, then maybe this episode is for you. So I want to say, I'm not trying to get up in your business, but this is a conversation that I want to have and continue to have, because over-consumerism is not going to save us. Over-consumerism is not going to better our lives. Okay, so let me go ahead and get right back into the episode, and I will see you on the other side.
Keep that debit card in your wallet. Keep that money in the bank over this holiday season and beyond this holiday season if you can, because consumerism is not going to, it's not going to save us. Consumerism is not going to save us. You know, if anything, consumerism is going to save the uber wealthy. So I guess consumerism is saving someone, but it's definitely not saving us. It's definitely not saving us, and it's definitely not saving just the lower income or middle class people that are doing their best to survive right now in this system. So I know that Christmas is a time where, you know, you kind of get this. You get hype. It's a time where you really get hype. You want to do these amazing things for your family members, for your friends, for your, you know, for people that you care about, maybe your coworkers that you have a good relationship with or whatever. You want to get that money out and buy little things. And hopefully I'm making sense. My mind is just going a mile a minute because it's just like, there's like everything is so connected, like us buying gifts for people. You know, do we even really think about where those things come from? Because I'm thinking about like fast fashion and the stuff that comes from overseas. Those people are working, laboring for pennies a day to create these things for us that we give to people. And it's just like disposable stuff that really doesn't even, in the grand scheme of things, a lot of times, not all the times, but a lot of times, it, a year from now, will you even remember what you gave that person? Is it something that they'll still use? And it's like we are, this cycle just keeps going and going and going. But the point is that, you know, keeping your money in your wallet is really going to go a long way. And I know that that's not necessarily a cool thing to say. If you're a parent, I know that can really be hard, because around this time of the year is when you really want to buy these things for your babies, for your children. I get it. I did that. Been there, done that. Got $1 billion in debt. I could have wrote a book about it. If I can go back in time and do it all over again, I definitely would not have done a lot of the things that I did. But I was just so focused on consumerism and how it made me feel. And around this time of the year is when they really, really get you. You know, the stores are very bright. They've got Christmas music pumping. Everything's on sale. They have all these bright colors and shiny things for you to touch and smell and you know, see. And it's hard for you to stay in a place where you're like, nope, I'm not buying all these things, because it's just such a hype time of year. And the commercials make you think that everybody's out there buying diamond rings to propose and buying new cars. Every year, there is at least one commercial where maybe it's Lexus. I think Lexus usually does it, if I'm not mistaken. But every year, at least to my knowledge, there is the new car. It's snow. It's a house. It's snow. You go outside and there's a bow on the car. Okay. Because someone, usually the husband, has given his wife a new Lexus. There's a new Lexus in the driveway. His and hers Lexuses, mind you. There's always at least two cars in the driveway, but one of them is brand new with the bow. But these commercials and these systems make you think that now is the time to go all in. Now is the time to go all in. You deserve it. You've worked all year. And now is the time to pull out that money, pull out the credit cards. It doesn't matter if you are this close to, you know, being evicted. You have to do these things, because that is what we do here in this system, in this country. We go all out for Christmas. And if you're not doing that, you're a bum. There's something wrong with you. You're strange. You're weird. You're not following, you know, the social protocol. You're not following the blueprint when you don't spend. Okay. And these big corporations and these millionaire and billionaire CEOs are laughing at us. They are laughing at us because they are cleaning us out, and they are literally just cleaning us out. They do not care. They do not care. And a lot of times we are working so very hard. We are working so very hard from Monday to Friday, or Saturday to Friday. Some of us are working 7 days a week, okay? Some of us are working 6 and 7 days a week, let alone the 5, which is too much in my opinion. But some of us are working 6 and 7 days a week. And if you think about, for example, this is my headscarf. Like, if you're making $10 an hour, $20 an hour, how many hours, how much labor do you put in to afford the things that we are expected to buy this holiday season? Let's say this scarf was a nice silk scarf, not a cheap one from Walgreens, honey, that I got for $7. But let's just pretend this is a scarf that came from wherever, Nordstrom's or wherever, and it cost $120 for this finely crafted silk scarf, okay, that was probably made in China. If you're making $20 an hour, $25 an hour, and this is $120, you're literally working half a day to afford this scarf, this coffee that I'm drinking, okay? Let's pretend I got this from Starbucks. I haven't been to Starbucks in a very long time, but let's pretend this was Starbucks, you know, a Starbucks coffee with all the fixings and a bagel or whatever. It could be $15 for a breakfast sandwich and a coffee. So you're literally working an hour to afford that breakfast. You know what I'm saying? But consumerism is not going to save us. The only thing that, what I noticed when I was really in a place of overconsumption, of just buying, I did it because it made me feel a certain way about myself. And that's what they want. It made me feel a certain way about myself. And I would go out and I would do all the stuff for Christmas for myself and my daughter. And I would feel that high, you know, it's kind of like chasing this high. I think that's the easiest way to put it, or like the equivalent. Like, I was just chasing this high. And I would go out and I would buy all these things, stuff I can't even remember now. And Christmas would come and go. Christmas is literally one day, y'all. Christmas is one day, okay? It's not the whole month. It's not the entire end of the year. Christmas is one day. So I would get all this stuff for Christmas, and I would have such pride in wrapping these gifts for my daughter. And she would wake up the next morning or whatever, wake up for Christmas. She would open all this stuff, all this shit. And I would be so happy because I felt like this is what This is the high talk to me. This is what a parent does. This is what a parent does for their child. Okay. It's Christmas time. You're supposed to go all in. Doesn't matter if you're making $25 an hour. Okay. And you have just bought $600, $700 worth of stuff. That doesn't matter that you're a single parent. Okay. And you're barely getting child support. Like, you're supposed to do these things because this is the American way. You are supposed to consume, like, buy all the stuff to make yourself or your kids happy. And so Christmas would come and go, and then the high would start to wear off, you know? So going up towards Christmas, like Black Friday. Remember, I had my daughter out for Black Friday when she was probably like 3 years old. What the hell? What was so important that I had my daughter out on a Black Friday and she was like maybe 3 or 4 years old? Why? Where'd they do that at, right? For what? For 20% off of something that I don't even know what it was I bought many moons ago. But there is something about the holidays, like you start to ramp up around this time. Again, everything is in your face, okay? It's designed that way. The colors, the sights, the sounds. Please don't think that this is all just happenstance. It's all designed this way for you to dip into your pocket because you're riding this high, okay? And they want you to spend that money. So between now and December 24th or whatever, you know, everybody's happy. Everybody's cheerful. I know you've noticed this. I know it's not just me. Everybody's smiling and happy and good times. And oh my God, happy holidays. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And all that razzmatazz. People are nicer in the stores and you know what I'm saying? Because you're, it's that high. It's the high of the holidays. And you, every time you spend, you know, you hear that debit or you see the receipt, the long receipt, like it's a high. You are literally chasing a high. Even though for some of us in the pit of our stomach, it's like an oh shit moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that was me. But you're on that roller coaster, and you're going up, 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 and you're buying all this stuff. And then Christmas comes. It's the best day of the year. Mariah Carey is singing "All I Want for Christmas Is You" and all that other stuff. And then December 26th comes. And you're still pretty happy. You know, your kids, they're playing those new video games. You're admiring your new purse that you just bought or someone gifted to you, maybe your man, your woman. There's still food leftovers in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? If you cooked, you got leftovers, you can rest. There are good movies on. The family is still over for the holidays. You all have your matching pajamas on. The vibe is still vibing. The vibe is still vibing on December 26th, maybe through the end of the week. Maybe even possibly through the end of the year, okay? But what goes up in some capacity always comes down, even if just a little bit. Things that go up do not always stay up. Just like the opposite, things that go down don't always stay down. So now Christmas is over and you're looking at your bank account and your bank account is looking at you like this. Like, ma'am, what we gonna do? Okay, your credit cards is looking at you like, sis, what happened? Why you take us out and get us involved in this Christmas shenanigans? Like, why you do that? Like, your credit card statement is talking to you, your bank card is talking to you, your bank account is looking like you knew what the hell you was doing when you was swiping that debit card. But that crash comes for each and every one of us. Those of us that have overconsumed and spent when we didn't have it in the first place. Okay. And I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I want you to enjoy if this time is your jam, I love that for you. I love it. It's like the family, the togetherness, the scene. I love to see the Christmas lights. I don't even know if they do that here in Arkansas. I'm assuming. I don't know. But we used to like drive around and look at the lights and stuff like that. I love that. But let's be real here. This holiday season is literally just for a few weeks. And January 1st is right on the other side. And we all know that rent is what? Rent is due on the first. Rent is due on the first. Okay. So if you feel like if you're in your mind thinking that being in a place of overconsumption is just going to magically make everything better, it's not. Take it from me, because I've lived that life for a very long time. Before I lived that life, I was in a place of, like, we were poor or poorish. So Christmas wasn't necessarily Christmasing like that. Yeah, I got stuff for Christmas when I was little, but it wasn't like, I don't think I ever had a year where I had just every single thing, or like many of the things that I wanted. It just didn't happen that way. It just didn't. That's just the reality. And I think that's a part of the reason why when I got older, to kind of like feel like now I've made it, I've accomplished something. I'm an adult. I can, you know what I'm saying? I would just buy all the things. Open new credit cards, buy all the things, thinking that somehow this was going to be the magic sauce to make me feel like I was important, like I was somebody, like I was valuable. But that's just not what happened. It's just not what happened. I don't think that necessarily happens for anybody. But a lot of people are struggling right now, and you may or may not be, you know, you may or may not be. But even if you're not, I still would say that finding a way to minimize spending, finding a way to minimize this over consumerism mentality or mindset that a lot of us have, it's important, and it's something that really should be thought about. Again, these systems do not care about you. These systems were not created for you. These systems that we are living in the world's greatest country, by the way. Is America great? Has America ever been great? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, we live in the world, in the world's most wealthiest country. Okay. We are living in the best country there is. God bless America. All right. But these systems were not built for us. If you are Black, if you are a woman, if you are lower income to mid-range income, like, this country wasn't necessarily built for you. However, this country was built on your labor and built for you to be a cog in the machine. And they want these cycles to continue. They want these loops to continue. They need people, us, to continue putting money into the machine. We're putting money into a machine and we're barely getting anything in return. And on top of the fact that we are over consuming to live this American dream, you know, we're doing that. We're following that model. You know, we're following the model that we have been shown is the way. This is the American dream. And then when we get into debt, then when we get into struggle, then when we get into survival mode, or we stay in survival mode, or we're living from, you know, check to check, or, you know what I'm saying? That's our fault. It's our fault. And we need to figure it out. We need to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and get it together. We need to get it together. There's something wrong with us. When we are struggling in the system, there is something wrong with us, apparently. We're the problem. We're the problem. Hopefully you understand that I'm being sarcastic here. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Y'all, overconsumption is not the way. It's never going to be the way. It's never going to be the way. And I really want to learn more about how our people lived, our ancestors, you know what I'm saying? How they lived.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Paying rent every month is not something that I personally would call a fun activity, but now there's a way to actually make it rewarding while earning something back. Allow me to introduce you to Built, the rewards program designed for renters who want to earn something for their largest monthly expense. Now, let me explain. By paying your rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. So you can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood, wherever you call home, by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. And make sure to use my URL so that they know that I sent you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know a part of the way that they lived was, and this is going into like just thinking about your liberation journey or your freedom journey or whatever you want to call it, your path to liberation, your path to freedom. I know that there are keys and solutions and answers in how our people lived, right? There's so much wisdom that is in our bodies from our ancestors. There's so much wisdom in our DNA. There's so much wisdom in just the ways that our people lived back then. They didn't have everything, but what they had, they made do with, and they made it work, you know? So we don't necessarily have to overconsume. We don't have to overconsume. Our ancestors survived, right? And they made do with what they had. And I have to keep stressing this, and I say it every single video where I talk about this. I'm not saying that you do not deserve to live a life to your standards, or that you don't deserve to live a life where you can experience luxury and richness. I want that for you. I want that for us, but I want it to be intentional. I want it to be intentional and as a part of your liberation path, your liberation journey. And I refuse to believe that a part of anyone's liberation journey is a sense of, I've got to buy all these things in order to feel like I am worthy, that I am valuable, that I am loved, even if it means I'm going into debt, or even if I'm not going into debt, I'm just 6 paychecks away, 5 paychecks away, 3 paychecks away, 1 paycheck away from devastation, possible devastation. So yes, we deserve luxury. Yes, I want luxury. There are things that I want on my vision board, even though this isn't necessarily, I guess, considered luxury. I don't know. But I want a Toyota Highlander. I do. I want one, and I will have one at some point. I am positive about that. And there are other things that I desire, and I will have those things. But I am being very intentional about the things that I want, why I want them, that kind of vibe, versus just doing everything that I can to have it and not putting any type of thought into it. And maybe my Highlander won't even be new. Maybe it'll be used. I don't know if I need to have a brand new car. Just there's just so much going into all of this. There really, really is. And I didn't want to make this video too long, but instead of, you know, following the blueprint, following this blueprint they have laid out for us, where we end up, those of us who are already struggling, end up struggling even more. Let's keep the debit cards in our wallet as often as we can over the next few months, not just, you know, through Black Friday or December 2nd. There is a movement happening right now, and it has called for us to not spend or to heavily decrease spending from November 2nd to December 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like that's a wonderful movement, and it's a great way to, you know, keep going. Because we have to start somewhere. We've got to hit these systems and these people in their pockets. Money talks. It really, really does. Money talks. But I just don't feel like telling our people to, after December 2nd, it's okay to spend and just spend and just spend. I don't feel like that's necessarily a responsible thing. So I am encouraging you to think about, you know, your Christmas, your holiday, your budget, who you want to spend for, and see if there's a way to extend that through the holiday season from start to finish. And again, in case I didn't say this, I'm not saying don't buy, but just be intentional about it. Maybe it looks like you setting a budget, whatever that amount is, and you stick to it, right? Or maybe it's saying, you know, I don't need to buy this person XYZ. This time, this year, I'll buy something else instead. Maybe it looks like I'm not going to buy any gifts. I'm just going to make stuff for people, right? There's different ways to go about it. There's different ways to go about it. But spending our money is not going to save us. You know, I feel like sometimes we spend, or we used to spend a lot, because it gave us this perceived feeling of I'm the white man's equal, if you will. I can spend this money, I can dress in a certain way, and now I am this person's equal. You know what I'm saying? Like a status thing. And I get why that would be the case, but we ain't got to do that, baby. We don't have to do that. We don't have to keep up with the Joneses. We don't have to try to get on anyone's level. And in case you needed to hear this, if you don't think that you're on someone's level because of their race or whatever, like, nah, don't do that to yourself. That was the vibe. That's what they wanted us to believe, that we were inferior, that we were stupid, that we were raggedy, that we were heathens, that we were uncivilized and dirty and nasty and all that razzmatazz. So you know what I'm saying? So then our people would buy things so they could look a certain way and be more cultured and civilized. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. All right. You're none of those things. You're none of those things. Overconsumerism really starts in your mind, how you feel about yourself, what your values are, your core values, and how you align with those, what things really, 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 really matter to you, over this notion that you have to buy all these things to be a certain way. But my hope is that during this period, as you're reducing spending, or as we are reducing spending, because I am reducing spending, you take some time to think about your money, as well as your path to living a freer life. And one thing that I can tell you, one of the ways to live a freer life, one of the ways to live a life where you can kind of say F you to these systems, is to not be in debt, is to have a little money under the cushion, under the mattress, like they did in the old days. You know what I'm saying? That kind of jam. It's called F you money, EFF, F-U-C-K. You know what I'm saying? F you money. And usually when I talk about FU money, I'm talking about money that, for women, women should always have FU money, especially if you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, you need FU money, okay? That's always, that's a given. But I'm talking about FU money where you're not in debt. And you, when you're not in debt, it gives you more options. It gives you, there's more freedom, okay? There's more freedom. And they don't want you to have that kind of freedom. It is in the best interest of this country for you to be locked in. Because when you are locked in, when you are in debt, when you are barely getting by, you're going to go to work. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have two jobs, right? And you're going to keep spending, right? And you're going to continue doing this where you barely have savings and all that jazz until the day you die. That's what they want. They want you to work. And then when you hit a certain age, your body breaks down and then you die because you can't afford the health care any damn way. They literally want people to work to line the pockets of the 1%. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, keeping your money in your pocket helps you to get a sense of FUF these systems. Okay. And you can't do that necessarily, not to the extent that you may want while you're in debt. So if you're in debt already, like myself, I am in debt and I'm actively working to reduce, then eliminate my debt over the next few years. Put your ATM card up, sis. You may miss this Christmas. You may miss the next Christmas. That's okay. It's okay. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Do not allow any commercial to make you feel like you are failing at life because you didn't go out and buy all the things, because you didn't go out and shop till you dropped, okay? Don't allow this holiday or these systems to make you believe that everybody else is out there living the dream and not you because you did not buy all these things for the holiday. I went to, let me tell you, I went to, either PetSmart or Petco. I don't know why I get those two companies confused. PetSmart and Petco, they're basically the same company to me. PetSmart, Petco, why they named them so similar, I don't know. So I went to one of those stores yesterday. I had to get Callie some damn food. And her dog food is $80 for a 30-pound bag, right? And so we go in there, me and my daughter, and I literally only went to get the dog food. That was it, because I'm on a budget, all right? But the way that the store is set up, they have all this Christmas stuff out there. Like, they know how to line the aisles, just like in the grocery store. They know how to line the aisles with the things that are going to catch your eye. And it's so easy to just grab it, drop it in the cart. You're walking the dog foods all the way in the back. In the meantime, all this other stuff is around the store, right? Because they want to sell it. It's a business, obviously. And so they had this pajama. So I have some thermals. They're like a red and black checkered thermal set, the top and the pants. And lo and behold, what do I see? But matching, literally a matching dog outfit in the exact same print. Exact same print. Only $20. Only $20. I picked it up. I put it in the cart. I got the dog food. When I came back, because I had to keep reminding myself of what my intention is, being in the store, how I'm trying to get out of debt, how I want to budget my money. Like, you have to remind yourself pretty much every step of the way, because there's so many pitfalls in your direct line of sight. Any store, any grocery store, on online websites, the distractions are out there. The distractions be distracting. By the time I made it to the front, I took that outfit out of the cart and hung it right on back up. And you may be thinking, well, it's just $20. Well, yes, but $20 here, $15 there, $7 here, $32 there. It adds up. It adds up. And I am doing my best, like I said, to be very intentional, because I'm very serious about this path to freedom and liberation that I am on. So I put it right back. Why does a dog need an outfit? It's cute, obviously, but I'm talking about as a necessity. And so I picked it up because I'm thinking, oh, you know, everyone does these pictures. And I was even telling my daughter, hey, you should buy one of those outfits like I got, those thermal pajamas, and then we can take a picture. Da, da, da. Why? Why? It's because I wanted to fit in. I didn't think about that at the moment, but that was basically it. I wanted to fit in. I have a dog, you know, my daughter. I want to show the world through this snapshot that we're bonded, that we're family, that we're connected. You know what I'm saying? We're all wearing these matching pajamas. I'm so glad that I put that thing back. I'm so glad because that does not align right now with my core values. Now, maybe 5 years from now, God willing, hopefully Callie's still alive. I hope she is, you know, or if I have another dog, maybe it will be my core values because I'll be older. You know, I might be a cat woman by the time I'm in my mid 50s. Maybe I might be a cat woman. So maybe that will be a core, one of my core values. Like I got to dress up all my animals in cute little, cute little outfits and stuff. Cause there's no judgment. There's no judgment. But right now it is not aligned. Right now, that is not a part of my freedom journey. Right now, that is not a part of my path to having FU money. Right now, it is not a part of my path to ultimately being as free as possible from these systems. It's hard to be free when you're in debt. It's hard. It's stressful. It's overwhelming when you're in debt. Trust me. I know. Okay. I know. So yeah, I put it back. I put it back. And I was very proud of myself that I did not spend that extra $20. All right. Because every bit helps. Every single bit helps. All right. So be thinking about your path to freedom. Be thinking about what your life will look like when you've kind of like gotten a little closer. Think about what things right now can help you get there. Like if you sit down and you think about the goals, okay, 3 months from now, I want to have this $700 credit card paid off. And 3 months from now, I want to, let me think. I want to have $500 saved in my savings, all right, in 3 months. So that's who you'll be in 3 months. Who do you need to be now? Like right now in this moment where you will have accomplished that in 3 months. What things do you need to be doing now? What thoughts do you need to be having? How are you showing up? What things are you saying yes to? What things are you saying no to? How are you structuring your life in such a way that makes it easier to reach that goal? Is it maybe you used to go out for lunch every day for lunch and you're spending $15 a day for lunch or a few times a week? Maybe it looks like you packing your lunch more, okay? Or maybe it looks like every time you get paid every 2 weeks, you go out and you go and get your hair done and it's $200 every 2 weeks or whatever. It really just depends on what it is you want to do. And keeping in mind that I'm not telling you not to get your hair done, girl. There are certain, if you have a standard of, you know what I'm saying, keeping yourself up, make a budget for that. And think of alternatives that you can do just in the interim for 3 months. Maybe you get your hair braided and then you don't have to go get your hair done every 2 weeks. Maybe you decide, you know, I know how to do my hair. And everyone doesn't know how, but I know that I do. When I used to wear my hair straight. So it was like, maybe I don't go to the shop for the month and maybe I just do it myself. And yeah, there's a little bit of inconvenience there. Your path to freedom, your path to a more liberated life, there are going to be some inconveniences. Everything is not going to be, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be some inconveniences there. It's not going to be a straight path necessarily, right? But you have to think about what's on the other side. What's on the other side, you know? How your life can change in 3 months if you stick to certain things. How your life can change 6 months from now if you stick to certain things. How your life can look a year from now if you do certain things now. Things that some of them may feel hard, or some feel harder than others, you know? Maybe it's you can't go out every single weekend with your girlfriends and you keep that money in your pocket. Maybe you go out every other weekend. So you're still able to go out, but maybe you don't go out as much. And again, these are like temporary things, you know, but just that's kind of like what I am looking at right now, because this is a part of my path to living a more intentional life, my path to living a life of more freedom, more joy. and having all the things and being in debt, I can tell you from experience, it's not a joyful experience. It's not a joyful thing. It's not fun. It's not fun at all.
All right, I am back, and that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts on what we discussed here today. Feel free to connect with me by email at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. If you're listening on Spotify, be sure to leave a comment there, and I will respond as soon as possible. And as always, if you enjoy the vibe of this show and you're listening on iTunes, please leave a 5-star rating and review, because when you do that, that helps the show. So let me know your thoughts. And in the meantime, like I said, keep them credit cards in your wallet. Okay. And I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have an amazing week.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.